The Love Life and Lose Weight podcast will teach you the art and science of changing your habits around food. I'm your host, Advanced Certified Weight and Life Coach, Heather Beardsley. I've helped hundreds of women just like you figure out how to stop dieting, lose weight, and love life on the journey to goal weight and beyond. Hey, welcome to episode 50. Today we're talking about receptivity, which is a feeling. And when you create the feeling of being receptive, or you're in a receptive state of being, think about that for yourself. When you're receptive, what comes in the blackboard in your mind as a vision, or the words that come in, or is there a picture of something, or is there an energetic vision of something that you have? Your relationship with receptivity is an essential part of your weight loss. There isn't a lot spoken about receptivity. However, everyone who loses weight has to be receptive to it, even if that's not a conscious part of what they're doing. What I'm suggesting here today is that you make receptivity to changing your habits around food an integral part of your weight loss journey. What I do as a coach, I meet with my clients, my beloved clients, and I listen to their stories about what's going on with their habits around food. Some of the stories are about like trying to figure out why it's not working, of course, because we all start with why it's not working. And then we have to try a bunch of things and then see what does work. And there's a way to make that process go a little bit quicker. Of course, if you have coaching, if you have a framework of weight loss like we offer in No BS, or that I talk about in my book, or that I've talked about in this podcast, it makes it very clear to your brain. You have a process and a foundation that you rely on as a sort of philosophy of eating that helps you allow weight loss. Allowing and receptivity are kind of cousins. So you have to allow the process to play out without your interference. So what is in the way? What is the interference that we're talking about? Well, those are limiting habits of how you think about what's going on. Your perception that you believe it can or won't happen, that can be in the way. And then there's also like competing priorities that can also be in the way too. So with anything, I learned this in yoga, like I referenced so many times. I'm sure some of you are getting annoyed with all the yoga analogies. But yoga is much the same way. And I use it because many of you have at least taken a yoga class or two. And so there's some familiarity here. And it helps you sort of bridge the gap between weight loss and another process that you might be using. So when you come into yoga class, you're like, all right, I'm going to need to like do some things with my body that I'm not used to doing. It's going to be hard. And, you know, the state of flexibility or strength in my body that I come to the mat with, I expect, because I haven't been doing yoga. So I expect it to kind of suck, and I expect to be awkward and for everything to feel unfamiliar, right? That too is a receptivity for the process. And many of you at the beginning of your weight loss journey with me or with the membership, you know, you have a natural receptivity, which really helps you a lot. Like, oh, okay, I'm just figuring this out. Like, oh, I messed up over there. Okay, I'm going to try harder next time. You have like this flexibility for getting it right. Well, you just keep being receptive, even if you mess up. And the key is, no matter how long you've been doing it, if you still want results that you haven't yet gotten, you've got to find a way to stay in the receptive mode of allowing the weight loss that you haven't yet figured out to happen without your thoughts, your actions, and your attention diverting you from allowing those results. So one quick example is, you know, people, sometimes I have clients who have big jobs, you know, that are sort of all encompassing. Maybe they're in the medical field or something and they work long hours or shift hours, or maybe they're just really into their work. And sometimes an example of not being receptive is like, I don't want to think about food, or I don't want food to be the highlight of my day. I just want to forget all about it. I just want to get it over with. Okay. That's a lack of receptivity for changing your habits around food. Anything that you change your habits around, you are going to need to give a willingness to gift your time, attention, and focus to establishing that habit until it becomes unconscious and automatic. And if you are in resistance to giving, changing your habits around food and all the ways that we do that, your full focus, time, and attention, you are not in the receptive mode to changing your habits around food. You're in the way. Your resistance is in the way. A lot of times, as a second example, I'll hear, you know, I am losing weight, but I still don't believe that I'm going to lose all my weight. Use that as if a thought, an automatic thought in your brain, it could actually prevent you from creating the results that you want. And to that, I just say, listen, you're not a bot. Like, you're not an AI bot that is just programmed to keep doing the job that you were programmed to do. In other words, you're not a bot at the effect of your old habits. Like, you can't be, because you went from a baby to a toddler, to a young person, to a young adult, to an adult. And then you've kept evolving from there, from your conscious will. Even despite wanting to stay young, we continue to evolve and grow and mature, whether we want to or not. Like, it's a, literally a process that we can't stand in the way of. But yet sometimes when we hear this automatic thought, I just don't believe it. It's like, well, belief isn't a requirement. And not only that, like I talked about in episode 48, thought leadership and negative emotional fluency. I think episodes 48 and 47, I mentioned this. No automatic thought has a crystal ball. Just because you think something that sounds like it's predicting the future doesn't mean that it does. Like, when did we give our habit brains primal thoughts like the power to predict our future? Like, you're supposed to doubt until you create something. And even then, like, I have clients who will come and they'll tell me what a terrible week they had. And when I finally say, okay, well, what's your weight? Like, you know, what is the number? They'll say, oh, well, I lost 3 pounds. And I'm like, well, why are we talking about why it's not working? And they're like, well, I just really don't think it is. You see that? You see the difference? You always, like, you need to use your manager brain to help support you to create the reality that you want to create on purpose, by thinking about it on purpose, expecting to hear that unreliable negative narrator in your brain tell you otherwise. It's just like the static in the system that throws up interference. And if you think about it, like, this makes sense. If we didn't have that static interference, like, you sure you want to do this? I'm not sure if we believe it. I don't think it's going to work anyway. All of those kinds of thoughts. Then we would just do anything that we had a wild hair about without any reservations. We would be juggling knives and trying to cross the highway and walking on high high wires across, you know, skyscrapers in the city. We would be acting absolutely idiotic. And so the negative thinking is there to just slow you down, to just make sure that what you want to think on purpose is what you want to think on purpose. So part of the process is just confirming what you want over and over and over again. You're constantly programming your machine. This time, though, instead of you sort of looking at the world and letting that automatically program your negative brain's perception of what's happening, you're going to look around at the world, and then you're going to use your manager brain to program what's possible. That's the receptive mode I'm talking about. You have to create it by thinking on purpose. And the same side of that exciting coin is the less exciting part, which is allowing it to suck sometimes. You know, when you're on the couch, let's say you've had a hard day, right? Or you're trying to break your habit of snacking when you're not hungry after dinner in front of the TV. Being receptive means no matter what I think, I'm not getting up for that snack. I'm not going to do it. You got to be like the alcoholic who walks into AA on their first day, saying, I feel like I want to drink with every fiber of my being, but here I am. I'm not going to do it anyway. That's habit change. That's no different than biting your nails and saying, having a habit of biting your nails and then saying, I will not bite my nails today. And like having to sit on your hands, or like being a total bitch to the people around you because you're trying to quit smoking. Like, you're going to be crazily emotionally unregulated trying to like not let that habit from playing out. You have to completely commit yourself to this uncomfortable process. That too is receptivity for change. It's being willing to feel like someone is peeling your fucking skin off before you give in to that same habit. It's not easy. It's not supposed to be easy. Creating a life of intention is really hard. But what if that doesn't even matter? What if it being hard actually creates a sense of pride over what is possible? And being on the other side of it, think about how unstoppable you'll feel because you went through this process, this alchemy of like changing yourself from somebody who thinks overeating benefits them and who thinks food sliding down their throat makes them able to feel something. That's magical thinking. Instead, just being receptive to questioning all of it and just saying, this is just habits around food. I create my own emotional relationships with my feelings by how I choose to think about the world. Everything for me is about being as intentional as I possibly can be. And if you're just starting out on your journey, that's going to feel like a lot. But every journey starts with that first step. Like, if that's you, you're in the Wizard of Oz and your house just landed on Yellow Brick Road. You got to get out of the house. You got to take step one. You got to meet the munchkins and you got to go on your journey and figure out how the fuck to get where you want to go, which is back home to yourself, realizing you can create the life that you want. And you do it by being receptive to all the work and all the joy that comes from that process. Okay? Receptive mode. Close your eyes if you're in a safe place to do so. And thinking about throughout your day, the things that have been in the way of weight loss, how can you become in more of a receptive mode for allowing that habit change to play out? It's just opening up yourself to the process. It's just deciding, I'm not going to think in a way that makes this harder. Let it change me. Let it alchemize me. Let myself become a new person around food. let myself think in new ways around food. Let me think like, yeah, I get to plan the food I want. I don't have to eat virtuously anymore. So think about it. Think about receptive mode. Journal on it. What does that mean for you? See how many places you can apply it in your weight loss journey and see if that starts to make the difference. Just committing to getting out of the way of making it harder and take longer than it has to. And I'll give you a hint on this. Being in the receptive mode doesn't give you a ticket out of it being work or feel hard, but it's going to feel like effort that matters. It's not good. That's very different than thinking in ways that pile on some sort of negative idea about what's possible for you. It's the difference between thinking, I'll never get this right, and sitting in your shitty diaper about it, and getting out and doing the hard work to prove it to yourself. So it means getting into action. It means not indulging in shit that doesn't feel good. It means like, I'd rather not feel good by sitting through this urge and be damned if I get up. No food controls me. Okay. I'm a little fired up today. I hope it hit the right nerve for you. Okay. We're going to be talking very shortly about sustainability and sabbatical. So that's coming up. And then we're going to have a break with the podcast. And then we're going to have season two. Okay. So that means we're going to also talk about the best of the podcast. If you haven't yet gotten the Love Life and Lose Weight book, it is available on Amazon. The paperback version is being uploaded today to Amazon. It's going to take a couple of weeks for all those printing presses to start printing the books before you're able to order it. But just keep checking Amazon. If you're not on the email list, make sure you get on it by visiting hbeardsley.com/subscribe. And get on the email list, and I'll let you know as soon as it's available. Okay. Thanks for tuning in. Get into that receptive mode. Stay focused, and so long. Hey, if this episode was helpful, then let's connect. Visit hbeardsley.com/subscribe. That's hbeardsley.com/subscribe. You'll get a gift from me, exclusive subscriber content, and advanced notice of in-person events.